Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
You know, over in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, the Bible says, God said that it is not good that man be alone. In other words, God is saying it's not good for man to be isolated. And so today I want to begin tackling the question in our Fear Not series, why do we feel isolated? What is it that makes us feel isolated? And those are some things we're going to be talking about this week. Friend, this is a fear that's common to many people. Many people feel isolated. They feel all by themselves. And what I want you to understand, though, is there is a difference between being by yourself and being isolated. Listen, you can be all by yourself without feeling the isolation. And so, let me be honest, there are times we need to be alone by ourselves. I'll say this, you cannot have an intimate walk with God unless you're alone with God. We need alone time with God. There are many times that it just needs to be you and God and nobody else. Every morning when my feet hit the ground, the very first thing I do is I have alone time with God. I like to get up early and be alone, just me and God, so that I can communicate with Him, be still, and simply know that He is Lord. Let me make a statement in today's nugget. Friend, isolation is not the absence of people. It's the absence of belonging. Isolation does not come from just being alone. It comes from feeling alone. And I'm going to share in Wednesday and Thursday's nugget this week some reasons why people truly fear isolation and they feel isolation each and every day. I want to close, though, with a story today in this nugget that I once heard. There's this little boy, a schoolboy who was expelled from school for misbehaving. And he stood outside the classroom and he threw pebbles against the windows. Finally, the principal came outside and he confronted the boy. He said, "Why are you throwing these pebbles against the windows?" The little boy said, "I just wanted everyone to know I'm still here." Friend, do you know what? We all carry pebbles in our pockets. Every one of us, we want people to know that we are still here. Why do we feel isolated? We'll talk about that on Wednesday and Thursday. I pray that each of you have a blessed day. We'll see you again in Wednesday's Nugget. God bless you.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.